You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Danny, there's been so much time and energy spent on the Jaden Daniels injury and his effort to return. As well, there should be. He right. is the face of the franchise and the MVP, and he's got the keys to the kingdom and drives this car. That said, I'm kind of wondering, how much does his return actually change things? Like a good offense, which has been great against the Raiders and just okay good against Atlanta probably, might get better. You might be exceptional now and get back to being top five in the league when he returns. I don't think that's going to happen right away, though. The Chargers' defense is phenomenal. Jesse Minter, their play caller, is as good as there is. He's this year's Mike McDonald of a couple years ago with the Ravens, who got the head coaching job with Seattle. I think Minter will be a head coach somewhere as a young ascending star on that side of the ball this time next year. But because of the matchup, I don't think it's going to be like a lights-out offensive game for Washington. But I guess my question is, we kept acting like they just got to get him back and everything's okay. But really, while he was gone, the offense was perfectly fine. They should have been 2-0 based on the offensive and the Mariota performances. How much different are things actually? It's not like he's going to change anything on defense. Might they be better at time of possession because he can steal some third down conversions or maybe stay ahead of the sticks so you're not in third as long as much as you were in Atlanta? I guess in that way of each side of the ball helping each other out in a complementary nature, he could help the defense. But it's not like they missed him from the sheer standpoint of production on offense. They averaged about 34 points with Mariota at quarterback the last 2 weeks. So how much really changes with him coming back?
Well, I also need to know. The big variable to me is, what Jaden Daniels do I get? Now, I love Jaden Daniels, and he's the answer. Thank God he's here. The program is relevant. We're the cool kid. People want to come play here. The whole nine yards, you know the story. All that backdrop always applies at all times. But through the first two games, he was not special Jaden Daniels. Whether that's no preseason action, whether it's no time on the grass with McLaurin, whether that's a banged-up offense before he took the field, sub-60% completion percentage, pedestrian yards per attempt, which was nowhere near what it was last year. Now, I know one of those games was against Green Bay, and the other was kind of the first season opening game against the Giants, where every result in week one was kind of weird and quirky. But now you've got a guy coming off a knee injury. If I'm told I get the Jaden Daniels that is going to drag your ass by the bootstraps to the NFC title game, that's going to put on a showcase in Detroit, that's going to convert every third and fourth down against Tampa Bay, ripping their hearts out because he is that dude and so special, then I'll talk about the difference it's going to make. But I don't know what I'm getting at this point. I want him back, and he's got to play to get there. You know what I mean? But like he didn't have his sea legs underneath him through the first 2 weeks, and now you add an injury to it.
I don't think this will happen, but I could certainly see the path to this. He comes back in what is a really difficult matchup for this offense. Mariota against the Raiders had the most favorable matchup that they have had at any point. That was the defense that had the most air in the secondary. That mm-hmm. was, you know, if you just line up Giants with their pass rush, Packers, who were the 85 Bears for the first couple weeks of the season.
I mean, seriously, that was unbelievable.
I don't know how the Cowboys game happened, but otherwise they've basically been, you know, a top three defense at the end of the year look to them. And then this past week, even in Atlanta, I would say that was still a better group at home than what the Raiders on short rest, flying cross country were for an early start in DC. So if you're ranking like hardest matchup for a quarterback, this one is right at the top of the list. So for him to have played twice and not played that well, I think he was ranked, Danny, somewhere like 19th or 20th in EPA per play and all the stuff that he led the NFL in for much of last year after 2 weeks of football. So he was just okay. He was very pedestrian. To come back for this matchup, I could see this being a, he's a little rusty, hasn't played in a couple weeks, trying to get the timing down. Oh, by the way, still injuries, maybe no Terry McLaurin, playing this great Chargers defense. It could be a real tough game. It could be a slog. And now, fast forward to a week from now, we're three games in, and we still haven't seen Jaden from last year. So I'm not going to overreact if that's the case in any way. But don't you think there's a path to that for sure?
That's
where, like, in his three starts, they're actually 1-2, and he has looked like a, you know, statistical 17-23 quarterback in the NFL at this point?
Yeah, it's not only, there's not only is there a path to it, it's what I think is going to happen. Because again, this is not, if he was hurt in November and had to miss a couple of games, like go back to last year when he was, you know, on this unbelievable run from Cincinnati, Arizona, Cleveland, even in the Baltimore game where they didn't have much of a chance.
Well, he was still, like, completing 75% and just dialing it up.
He was splendid in those moments. Gets hurt against Carolina, comes back even, you know, not himself, but really good against Chicago, et cetera. Then, you know, Giants, Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, his worst games of the season. We know the rib is broken, et cetera. If the two-game bump is there where he's got these great samples that we're just coming off of and we're sitting there looking at our watch going, come on, hurry back. That's the guy that was missing. I haven't seen that guy yet. I know he's there. It's going to happen. He's amazing. But through the first couple of weeks of the season, he wasn't that dude yet.
Right.
I don't know what the reason is. I think the answer is yes, if you start bringing up again. Lack of preseason time. Lack of practice time. Lack of a million different things. The moving parts on the offense. They were going to start sluggish. I was sitting there screaming about it
defense
at the end of August.
Defense is having a better plan? Maybe?
All possible. Yeah. The answer, again, I think the answer is yes. So to me, I think we're not in for the, okay, he's back on. Lightning in a bottle, he's great, and now we're MVP caliber again. I think it's going to take a minute.
I would agree with that, but there is the possibility also that he comes out, waves a wand over this thing, and they go score 39 against the Chargers, and he plays his butt off. Because there were a lot of those games last year where the conversation all offseason from everybody in town and nationally was, maybe he is on that level. I thought it was a little premature, but I love the player and I understand it. You can make the case he's the fifth best guy in the league. But the narrative around these parts from people who covered the team was, it's Allen, Burrow, Mahomes, you know, Lamar, and Jaden. And if he is in that conversation, if that Mount Rushmore has become five deep, then there's no reason to believe you can't go to L.A. and play really well against a really good defense and get a win. But I just think it's a tough ask. I think this is on paper, it's a really hard matchup in terms of the defense that they're playing. And then you're coming back from a multi-week injury. We're assuming you're going to be 100%, but until we see it, how do we really know?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.